Chapter 8. Deity and Humanity, the Supernatural Nature of Christ. Christianity is unique among world religions, and Christ's true uniqueness is the centerpiece of Christianity. The truth about Christ is based primarily on the New Testament documents, which have been shown elsewhere to be authentic. The New Testament record, especially the Gospels, is one of the most reliable documents from the ancient world. From these documents, we learn that numerous facets of Christ are absolutely unique. Jesus Christ was unique in that he alone, of all who ever lived, was both God and man. The New Testament teaches the fully unified deity and humanity of Christ. The Nicene Creed, AD 325, states the uniform belief of all Orthodox Christianity that Christ was fully God and fully man in one person. All heresies regarding Christ deny one or both of these propositions. This claim alone makes him unique above all other religious leaders or persons who have ever lived, and it can be backed up with factual evidence. Some of this evidence is seen in other aspects of Christ's uniqueness. Unique in messianic prophecies. Jesus lived a miracle-filled and supernaturally empowered existence from his conception to his ascension. Centuries before his birth, he was foretold by supernatural prophecy. The Old Testament, which even the most ardent critic acknowledges was in existence centuries before Christ, predicted the where, Micah chapter 5, verse 2, the when, Daniel 9, verse 26, and the how, Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, of Christ's entry into the world. He would be born of a woman, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. From the line of Adam's son Seth, Genesis chapter 4, verse 26. Through Noah's son Shem, Genesis chapter 9, verses 26 to 27. And Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, 15, verse 5. He would come through the tribe of Judah, Genesis chapter 49, verse 10. And would be the son of David, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 12, FF. The Old Testament predicted that Christ would die for our sins, Psalm chapter 22, Isaiah chapter 53, Daniel 9, verse 26, Zechariah 12, verse 10, and would rise from the dead, Psalms 2, verse 7, 16, verse 10. All of these supernatural prophecies were uniquely fulfilled in Jesus Christ. This is not true of any other great religious leader or person who has ever lived, including Muhammad. Unique in conception, Christ was not only supernaturally anticipated, he was also miraculously conceived. In announcing his virgin conception, Matthew 1, verses 22 to 23, points to the prophecy of Isaiah 7, verse 14. Luke, a physician, records this miraculous inception of human life, Luke chapter 1, verse 26, FF. Paul alludes to it in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Of all human conceptions, Jesus stands as unique and miraculous. Unique in life. From his very first miracle in Cana of Galilee, John chapter 2, verse 11. Jesus' ministry was marked by miracles, cf. John chapter 3, verse 2, Acts 2, verse 22. These were not the healing of delusional illnesses, nor were they explainable on natural grounds. They were unique in that they were immediate, always successful, had no known relapses, and healed illnesses, incurable by medicine, such as blindness from birth, John chapter 9. Jesus even raised several people from the dead, including Lazarus, whose body was already at the point of decay. John chapter 11, verse 39. Jesus turned water to wine. John chapter 2, verse 7 FF. Walked on water. Matthew chapter 14, verse 25. Multiplied bread. John chapter 6, verse 11 FF. Opened the eyes of the blind. John chapter 9, verse 7 FF. Made the lame walk. Mark 2, verse 3 FF. Cast out demons. Mark 3, verse 10 FF. Healed all kinds of sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Including leprosy. Mark 1, verses 40 to 42. And even raised the dead to life on several occasions. Mark 5, verse 35 FF. Luke 7, verses 11 to 15. John 11, verses 43 to 44. When asked if he was the Messiah, he pointed to his miracles as evidence, saying, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight. The lame walk. Those who have leprosy are cured. The deaf hear. The dead are raised." Matthew chapter 11, verses 4 to 5. This outpouring of miracles had been set forth ahead of time by the prophets as a special sign that the Messiah had come. See Isaiah chapter 35, verses 5 to 6. Even Nicodemus said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." John chapter 3, verse 2. Unique in death, the events surrounding Christ's death were miraculous. This included the darkness from noon to 3 in the afternoon, Mark 15, verse 3, and the earthquake that opened the tombs and tore the temple veil, Matthew chapter 27, verses 51 to 54. The manner in which he suffered the excruciating torture of crucifixion was miraculous. His attitude toward his mockers and executioners was miraculous. He said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Even the way in which he died was miraculous. As Jesus said, "I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." John chapter 10, verse 18. At the very moment of his departure, he was not overcome by death. Rather, he voluntarily dismissed his spirit. Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. John chapter 19, verse 30. Unique in the resurrection. The crowning miracle of Jesus' earthly mission was the resurrection. It was not only predicted in the Old Testament, Psalms 2, 16, but Jesus himself predicted it from the very beginning of his ministry. He said, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." But the temple he had spoken of was his body, John chapter 2, verse 19, 21, Matthew chapter 12, verses 40 to 42, 17. Verse 9. Jesus demonstrated the reality of his resurrection in 12 appearances over 40 days to more than 500 people. Unique in the ascension. Just as his entrance into this world was miraculous, so was his departure. After commissioning his disciples, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them, Acts 1, verse 10. Contrary to the view of some, this was not a parable, but a literal bodily ascension into heaven, from which he will return in the same literal body to reign in this world, Acts 1, verse 11, Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, 19 to 20. The great Christian creeds clearly emphasize the miraculous bodily ascension of Christ. Unique in sinlessness, some of Jesus' enemies brought false accusations against him. But the verdict of Pilate at his trial has been the verdict of history. I find no basis for a charge against this man. Luke chapter 23, verse 4. A soldier at the cross agreed, saying, "Surely this was a righteous man." Luke chapter 23, verse 47. And the thief on the cross next to Jesus said, "This man has done nothing wrong." Luke chapter 23, verse 41. For a description of what those closest to Jesus thought of his character, Hebrews says that he was tempted as a man, yet without sinning. 4. Verse 15. Jesus himself once challenged his accusers, "Which of you convicts me of sin?" John chapter 8. Verse 46. But no one was able to find him guilty of anything. This being the case, the impeccable character of Christ gives a double testimony to the truth of his claim. Jesus' sinlessness was unique.